This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to attack, maybe that's not the right word, to approach the events of the day, the conversation here on the DJV program about what's happening in your neighborhood, around the corner, around the world. The update comes to you courtesy of Jennifer Horn and her homework and her work. Victoria Keelan is here doing the same thing. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. A couple of quickies before Jennifer takes over. The Blues beat the Bruins. What they did was the right thing. They scored. 4-1 was the win, right? Bruins actually were no match. You look at some of the stuff, the overview, they were no match for the Blues. They were very good. Deserved to win.
The goaltender was amazing. He's a rookie goaltender for St. Louis. And he, when he started the year, was the number 4 goaltender. He just was phenomenal in Game 7. That's really what shut down Boston.
Right. End of that, right? David Ortiz, guy who shot him, was paid $7,800 to do it. Life is cheap in the Dominican Republic. Why would anybody go there? Anybody who's got plans to go there, forget it. Why would you go?
I would permanently scratch that off my list. Not that it's ever been on my list of places, but no way.
Yep.
And I think now people are probably looking more into Barbara Corcoran's brother's death because they said he died of natural causes, but they've also labeled the other deaths natural causes, fluid in the lungs and things like that. And it's like, well, that doesn't just happen for no reason. So I don't know. It's very sketchy.
Yep, seems to be. The president was sort of involved in a gotcha with Stephan Poupoulos in his office. I thought it was kind of interesting. Trump's sitting at the desk. Do you see this video? And Stephanopoulos is there.
It's going to be a two-part interview.
Well, he stands up, or he's standing, looking down at the president who's sitting at his desk and asking him questions. And he says, he gives him, you know, these contrived situations. Would you accept information from a foreign government or on some of his opponents or any other source? And so Trump looks at him and says, yeah, I'd probably want to see what the information was. And then would you refer that to the FBI? And Trump said, it depends on what's in it. So I don't get I get the gotcha mode, because that's what these guys all want to do.
Well, this is also coming because Jared Kushner recently was interviewed he didn't really do himself any favors. And he also said that he doesn't know if he would turn over information that came from a foreign government. So it's a question that's been levied towards a lot of people, especially with the Mueller investigation in Russia.
So what's the impact or import of it, Victoria, then? What's the impact?
It's just a question. I think I think that Jared Kushner gave the wrong answer. Legally, they're supposed to turn over any information that comes from a foreign government. So I don't know.
And Trump's answer, it's not always the case. Look at Hillary Clinton. People are going nuts about Trump's answer, which if you read in the text, if you read the transcript of it, he said, I think you can do both. I think you can take the information and I think you can turn it over to the FBI.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. I read the transcript of the interview. Sometimes it's easier to read the transcript than to even watch it. And so that's what his answer was. And a lot of people on social media are going nuts about this, that this is proof he's conspired. And a lot of the 2020 candidates are saying, well, we've got to impeach him because he just admitted to it. Reminder course, back to 2016, Hillary Clinton took information from a British spy who paid for information from Russia, put together a fake document that was never turned over to the FBI until they used it to open up a baseless case against President Trump. This has happened, and I think it's a bit hypocritical, actually, for George Stephanopoulos, who is a buddy of the Clintons, not to point out that one of his besties did just this. Did it a couple of years ago. It's not like you'd even forget. It's fresh. Should be fresh in the minds of everybody with all this Russia stuff.
That brings about the whole idea of credibility, this is a separate sub story, if you will. Stephanopoulos was a kid, and he got involved, volunteered for the Clinton campaign in the 91 election, and or 92, excuse me. And then he became very close to them as a personal friend. As a matter of fact,
I don't think
when
that's the case anymore, though.
Well, it may not be.
Yeah, I think that they've been estranged since he left. When he left there, that office, I don't really think that there's, I don't know. I don't think that there's any
stories,
friendship left there.
There's stories both up and down on it, but it does lead to the same credibility issues that we have with news media folks in general. They don't come from a background of independent thinking, let's put it that way. And maybe
I listened to Chris Cuomo on CNN the other night lecture me and everybody else that was listening about how President Trump will not leave office if he loses in 2020. How can you create a headline over something that hasn't happened yet? Huh. It's all speculation. No one knows what he's going to do. In fact, we could all be hit by a train tomorrow. Maybe he won't even make it to 2020. But it becomes a headline on CNN. Trump thought to not leave office if he loses. Give me a break. Is this what the news media is doing now? It's creating headlines.
Like, what is, I don't understand the, like, what he's saying. He's like, he's going to squat.
Bill Maher
said
exactly
he's
going to
do what
leave.
The guy in Venezuela did. I'm not giving over.
Oh, my God.
But there's no indication. There's no evidence. Report on the news. And people wonder where everybody talks about fake news. This is it.
Yeah. This is not fake news. The oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, a couple of the tankers were hit. Nobody seems to know who was really responsible, although it smells to me like the target, these tankers were targeted by the Iranians to try to make it look like something other than what it is. And so, you know, it's a provocation, this idiot, the Ayatollah, wanting to do more. There's a place that you don't want a vacation. Who's going to go to Iran for a vacation? All those who want to go to Iran for vacation, raise your hand. I don't think so, although it's a very...
I get nervous for our friends when they travel back to see their family in Iran. Yeah. And it makes me nervous every time they go. They get nervous, too. It's, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Speaking of traveling and not going places, do you ever think a travel deal is too good to be true? Probably is, if you think it is. A third of vacation scam victims were defrauded in that very way, if you didn't know that. But there are some tips to help you travel to paradise, making your plans for summer vacation. You have to take a trip to the cleaners first. Here's some very interesting information that's been researched.
Approximately 1 in 5 Americans have been scammed or nearly scammed when booking a vacation online. Taking advantage of the high search volume for accommodations and deals in popular destinations, cyber criminals drive unsuspecting users to potentially malicious websites. Gary Davis, McAfee's chief consumer security evangelist, has more.
McAfee surveyed 1,000 Americans, found that nearly one-third of consumers are leaving the door open to fraud because they don't check the authenticity of a website before booking their online trip. Consumers can take proactive steps to protect themselves and their summer travel plans from scams and other nefarious activities.
McAfee is looking to help keep travelers safe this summer while booking their getaways.
Now, you need to remember to keep all your communications and bookings to both trusted platforms and payment methods and verify the site before entering payment information. This will help protect you from phishing, reduce risk for identity theft, and other cyber fraud.
To learn more about how you can protect yourself, visit securingtomorrow.mcafee.com.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, with an emphasis on Jennifer and a trending story for this hour. What do we have, Jen?
Well, do you want to talk about breakfast cereal or about pot in prison? Your choice.
Pot in prison.
All right, so in California, it all starts here. A California appeals court says it's legal to have a small amount of marijuana in prison, so long as the inmates don't inhale, paging Bill Clinton. The Third District Court of Appeal ruled that California voters legalized recreational possession of less than an ounce of cannabis in 2016, and there is no exception, even for those behind bars. The court says state law does prohibit smoking weed in prison, so prison officials can still punish pot possession as a rules violation, but there is a protection given to prisoners to have a small amount of cannabis in their protection. Proposition 64 is the one that did it. Possession of less than an ounce of cannabis in prison is no longer a felony, according to the court. Smoking or ingesting cannabis, however, in prison remains a felony. So apparently they can hold it.
They can look at it.
Smoke it. Yeah. Right. Isn't this crazy?
Right. Awesome. Wow. Yes, it is crazy. The FDA has released guidance for e-cigarette makers looking to introduce vaping products into the market. FDA issued its pre-market tobacco product application. I love these names. For electronic nicotine delivery system guidance. This is what it's called. Pre-market tobacco product application for electronic nicotine delivery system guidance. All right, so anyway, this is supposed to inform the e-cig manufacturers looking to legally market their product about the FDA's evaluation process. Offers a recommendation to consider before they submit applications for review. Isn't this exciting? So when reviewing a new tobacco product, FDA says it'll weigh the risks and benefits to the population as a whole. What are the benefits of this? Nothing. Risks? Yeah. About 100%. Dangerous? So this is for everything, supposedly. What else is around that might be from this? Is there any sort of cannabis stuff that might be considered, or hemp stuff in this area? What do you think, in this arena? Or are we all just talking about e-cigarettes and that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I think just e-cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it looks like now, but I'm wondering if they can spread it around, or they want to figure out how this stuff is manufactured or packaged or labeled or whatever it is. The FDA commissioner said in a statement that the agency's oversight of said products is, quote, critical to our public health mission, especially to protecting kids. Yeah, duh. Really, you think?
Well, I don't understand. The only thing I don't get, and that last sentence that you just read there, that currently there are, I don't know if you read it, but there are no e-vape cigarettes, e-cigs that are actually regulated. So how do they get on the market, and how are they being sold at CVS, or not CVS because they don't do that, but like you can buy electronic cigarettes everywhere,
all over the place. Yeah, right.
I don't get
it. That's a very good question with no answer apparently. 21 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved?
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-boom! One of the great Linda Ronstadt songs, When Will I Be Loved, is the first song on Throwback Thursday in our musical focus. Top five songs this week in 1975. Starting at number five, When I Will Be Loved. No, it's put in the right position. Put the modifiers where they're supposed to be, ladies. When Will I Be Loved? Crank this puppy up. This is a great song. Isn't it? Doesn't it feel good when you're listening to it? What are you chuckling about?
I wouldn't call this a feel-good song.
Well,
I was talking about being cheated on and being lied to, and when will I be loved?
That's if you listen to the lyrics. I was just concentrating on the music itself. Yeah.
Right.
Now, oftentimes people, wasn't it the other day we were talking about how people really don't listen to the lyrics?
Yeah, Elvis Costello.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, that's number five, Ms. Ronstadt at her best in 1975. Let's move to the number four song, which is by a group I never liked, and I never liked this song. That's Chicago. Old days. Do ladies like this group or not?
No, I am not a Chicago fan at all.
Nope, I've never been a Chicago fan. Nope. All right, so let's keep moving to the Grand Funk Railroad. They, at this time, changed their name to just Grand Funk. This is a fabulous song. Oh, my God, what a great song this is. not a great lyric, but just a great, just the music here. And the grandfather, you know how they were named, by the way? You know where this name comes from?
No.
There's a railroad that was called the Grand Funk Railroad that ran from Boston to Providence. And these guys, they're all from New England, and they apparently they drove under a bridge once. You know how the bridges used to say what the name of the railroad was? Maybe you weren't around during that era, but all the bridges, the railroad bridges, used to say on them what railroad went over the bridge. And so they were driving under a bridge, Grand Funk Railroad, and they thought, wow, what a great name for a group. Huh?
Yeah.
It is. So, and then they took the railroad off of it and just became known as Grand Funk. And this is one of their fabulous songs. It's a bad time to be in love. Number three this week in 1975. Let's hear a little more of it. This, for me, sort of typified good pop rock in the 70s. It had graduated quite a bit from what the music was of the 60s, and they were kind of, they were a leader like the Dead in a sense, but this is the best part of it. Crank it up, Carolee. With a girl I can't live without. All right, let's get to number two. One of the big hits from America called Sister Golden Hair. This is a good song, too. I wasn't always a big fan of America, but this is a fabulous song from them. Do ladies like this, Sister Golden Hair?
I didn't know the name of it, but I definitely recognize the song.
Yeah, I love America. Victoria makes fun of me for that, but I liked them a lot. So
okay. I didn't know you liked America.
Yeah, they're one of the...
Adding that to your yacht rock 70s.
I've said that before, yeah, and then you're always like, oh, ha-ha, you like yacht rock, so there you go. Rock.
Number one belongs to John Denver. Thank God! I say that about me. I'm a country boy.
I would never know that this is John Denver, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another great song. So we hit it big with most of the songs. Thank God I'm a country boy. Denver, first week at number one in a couple of weeks, actually. Thank God I'm a country boy. Big song, number one, this week, 1975, on the DJB program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some say it's a startling admission. President Trump saying that he would probably listen if a foreign government was to offer him dirt on a political opponent. He made the admission in an interview with ABC News.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Any Democrats running for the White House and on Capitol Hill slamming the president for saying it, and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, who is challenging the president for the GOP nomination, says the president should resign for saying that. Reports are two oil tankers with oil bound for Asia have come under attack this morning in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of Iran. It's been sending oil prices sharply higher. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
No, it's not 8. What time is it? Oh, it's 34.
What time for us to be on air?
Didn't really know what time it is. Being in Chicago, did anybody really care? 34 after the hour on the Thursday, June 13th radio broadcast known as the DJV Show. Here, well, let's see, it's 34 after 8 on the East Coast, where all three of us are. 34 after 7, the Midwest. 34 after 6, the Mountain States. And 34 after 5 on the West Coast. That is if you're in real time. But in as many years as I've been doing this, people amaze me. Because you kind of assume that people know this is a syndicated program heard all over the country. As a matter of fact, all around the world. So you could be listening in Iraq, you could be listening in Israel, you could be listening in Vietnam. And no matter where you are, it's still 34 past the hour. So that's how come it fits. But I remember once on the air I had a conversation with an older lady who wanted to know, and she would call regularly. Well, why can't you say it's 34 past 7? Well, because even though it's 34 past 7 where you are, it's not 34 past 7 where somebody else may be. Well, I don't understand.
She doesn't understand time zones?
No, yeah, right. She didn't get that. No, okay. Didn't understand. Well, she didn't understand.
That's a larger conversation then, lady.
It was more about understanding that it's a syndicated program and heard all over the place, not just in her backyard. I think that was part of the deal. Kroger, do a couple of quickies here before we get to Victoria. Kroger is the nation's largest grocery retailer. Albertsons is number two. Kroger, controlled by a family in Cincinnati, same family that run, you know, Circle K. You see those the gas stations and convenience stores all over the place. They also own Chiquita Banana, and they're a pretty bad bunch, actually, from my time in Cincinnati, I can tell you that. He paid once. This is an aside. I'm trying to remember. I can see the guy driving around in his white Rolls convertible, and I can't now remember that. I probably could Google it quickly. It wasn't so much how this was one of my problems in Cincinnati. I didn't have any respect for sacred cows, and this guy, whose last name begins with an L, I can see that. Carl Lindner. Okay, got it. Thank you. I needed the L in my head. Carl Lindner and his family controlled Chiquita Banana and Kroger and all these other entities. And because Chiquita Banana was buying most of its bananas from a couple of countries in the Central America zone, and because one of the groups that was harvesting the bananas were going to unionize, Mr. Lindner, as the story has it, hired a hitman to kill the guy who was organizing the banana growers or banana pickers. And
wow.
And I told that story, excuse me, on the air.
Did he Lindner call you?
Somebody called me. It wasn't him. He and Pete Rose were great friends, and he actually had Pete say something to me about it. Somebody else.
Did he get caught?
Worked for the radio station. Everybody knew that he'd done it, but no, he never got caught. He never got prosecuted. No, that was. But that's a sort of standard bill of fare in those circumstances. So, you know, even today, it would be considered a gross rumor. So anyway, that wasn't the story. I was going to tell you about Kroger selling hemp-driven CBD topical products, creams, balms, oils. They have 945 stores, and they're the first grocery chain or first company like this to recognize how important this is, these products, because they're now being sold in Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, GNC, those places. But they are not grocery stores. You can buy groceries in. I mean, if you go to Walgreens, there's a whole aisle of all the crappy cereals you can imagine, soda pop, all that sort of thing. But even places like Vitamin Shoppe and GNC are selling them. And so now putting them in the stores because they're big business.
Does Whole Foods have CBD stuff in there?
No.
Wellness section?
I haven't looked. I would think they would, actually.
See, the only problem that I have with this, I just got an email blast yesterday from Sephora, and the whole email was all about the brand new CBD products.
Well, they're all getting on it because
everybody. I know. Yeah. And I have, and that makes me question the quality
I agree with you. I absolutely agree.
And yep. I think that, once again, you know, we talked earlier about the e-cigarettes and vapes and all that stuff is on the market. None of it was regulated. Now, this is like, remember back in the day when Dr. Oz would talk about a certain supplement or an ingredient, and then every company would rush to make, like, as cheap as they could.
Yeah.
And there was no oversight, no regulation.
Garcinia Cambogia or whatever that reminds me of that. Yeah.
And raspberry ketones and all this stuff. People were popping pills left and right. They had no idea what they were even putting in their bodies. And I really, because I believe so much in the importance of hemp as a crop, as a fabric, as a material, as
very, very, very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, for so many reasons, I really believe in hemp 100%. But I'm just worried that it's going to start to get a bad rep because people are just putting junk on the market.
Yeah.
And so I hope that the government at some point, you know, they passed it in the Farm Bill to make hemp legal in all 50 states. They're there needs to be some follow-through with that.
Yeah, but they're getting, notice, and we've been talking about this, I'm the chairman of the Cannabis Committee of the Farm Bureau in Massachusetts, and we are very frustrated with the state of Massachusetts legislative policy or program because they take one step forward and two steps back. So
right.
we're trying to get them to let us grow hemp on some of the vacant land that farmers have that may have certain agricultural status, and the state didn't want to let us do it, or the regulators didn't, so we had to push this thing through the legislature, and now it's coming around. But now there are new regulations they're trying to put into effect to blunt what the legislators do. I mean, it's mindless stupidity, especially when you look around New England and the progressive Northeast, if you want to refer to it that way. Every state around us, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, all of the other five New England states, all are really getting into the hemp boom. Where's Massachusetts? 21 acres of hemp was grown last year in Massachusetts. 21 acres. That was it. And there are five people on the staff at the Mass Department of Agriculture who are supervising the growing of 21 acres. It is ludicrous what's going on here, especially with the benefits that you've been talking about and everybody is recognizing. But yes, to get to Victoria's point, you need to be careful about what you buy. It's the old buyer beware, caveat emptor. Know what you're buying. You know, you buy cheap crap in places that sell cheap crap, and that's what you're going to get. This is a knockoff, a cheap crap knockoff that probably won't do what you want it to do, whatever the benefit you're looking for. So,
yeah.
All right, that was not your lead story, I'm going to bet.
No, but obviously we're interested. We're both interested in it.
Yes,
no, a lead story that's happening right now that's trending, the United Kingdom has officially signed the extradition request for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who faces charges in the U.S. under the Espionage Act. And so this is moving forward. He will be extradited to the U.S. We just don't know exactly when. He's serving a 50-week sentence in the U.K. And so I would imagine as soon as he's finished with that, then he'll be on a plane and escorted to the U.S. We recently added 17 new counts under the Espionage Act for encouraging, receiving, and publishing national defense information. Of course, this is with Chelsea Manning's help.
Yeah.
And
I say
originally
thank you
it was
to
just
him.
One.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's good and bad.
There's a bad part to it, but people got hurt.
There's a debate over First Amendment issues, whether his role in securing the materials that he published, if it was protected under journalistic integrity, was he a publisher or was he a journalist? And those two things are very different. So legally, that's really what it's going to come down to, is the definition of what exactly is WikiLeaks. Is he a journalist? Is it a journalistic site, or is it a publisher? So,
definition of is. What is?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of what is, let me help you lose some weight the healthiest way possible. I've done it. And I've never really been heavy. I've been fortunate in my life because I'm very active physically, and I like being strong and physical. I work to keep my body in shape, but I get lost sometimes. That's over the winter. I enjoy myself when I'm on the West Coast, and I don't pay as much attention to my physicality as I ought to. So last couple, 3 years when I come back, I've weighed 180, 380, 485, and I wear it well, if I do say so myself, but I don't like it. I don't like the feel. So in comes Calitrin as a sponsor of the program. I get on the program, and for a couple of years, it's worked the same way. So I started out in April at 184, and I'm now at 172, and that's kind of, I want to be around 170. That's good for me, my height of 5'8 or so. I used to be 5'9. I don't know what happened to that inch. I think it's gone and not coming back, as it turns out. And that's the hope for the weight, too. Gone? And now, isn't that, when you get on a weight program, you want it to be gone, you don't want it to come back. And that's the secret of Calitrin. It goes and it doesn't come back if you stay on the program. With all the other diets, you lose the weight, but then it comes back unless you really work on it. Get healthy the right way, please. Take my advice, take my experience. Calitrin, I've been excited about it because it's healthy. It's the way to lose weight and stay healthy. Main ingredient is collagen protein, which is known and proven for more than 30 years to promote healthy lean muscle mass. It pushes the fat out, turns it into muscle, you lose the weight, bingo, bango, but you got to stay on the program for a while. So that's why the deal here, for Father's Day. If you go to toploss.com for an order of Calitrin, use the code DJV, you'll be able to get $10 off every bottle you buy, $30 off a 90-day supply. If you really need to stay on this program, in my experience, for 120 to 160 days. If you use the DJV code, you get free shipping. So $10 off each bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply, and free shipping, all using the DJV code when you order Calitrin, America's safest way to lose weight and keep it off. That's all at toploss.com. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with your aches and pains? I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, you know how I love my airplane stories, Victoria. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
The House Armed Services Committee has voted to require congressional approval for changes in the paint scheme for Air Force One. Trump wants to shake it up. He wants to paint the planes red, white, and blue. No more of the... Did you hear that? Did you know that? About
yeah, he said that, well, because he hates Jackie O, and she's the one who painted the last jet. So, yeah.
Oh, that was with the blue, the egg blue, or whatever bird's eye blue that the planes
Robin's
painted.
Robin's egg blue is Robin's usually what they call it. Yeah, he refers to it as Kennedy blue, so he doesn't like that. So, yeah, so what so is Congress saying that he can't
Congress
do
says,
it? Or?
Yep, they said you have to get our permission before you change it. So... any work relating to aircraft paint schemes, interiors, and livery have to be approved by the chairman and the committee. Let's see here. What is this? The what committee? The Armed Forces, the Armed Services Committee. I thought that was kind of a funny place to take this. Meanwhile, they're also working on the design still of the two 747s being built by Boeing for $3.9 billion. It will be delivered by the end of 2024. There you go. Your tax dollars at work. Woohoo! 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Like, I always thought that that was the voice of the black woman that was on the original series, Nicola. What was her name? You remember her, Chucker?
I know who she is. I don't recall her name.
Yeah, I just thought that was her voice. It turns out that it wasn't, surprisingly. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with lots of movie news for us, including, obviously, something from the Star Trek realm. What's happening there?
I find this interesting. I want to bounce off your opinion. I talked about this about 6 months ago, that Quentin Tarantino, whose newest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, comes out in a few months, pitched an idea to Paramount to do a Star Trek movie, at least produce it, if not direct it. So he's got a team of screenwriters. In an interview he said yesterday, very close to completing a script. Now, here's the thing. His idea of a Star Trek movie will be a R-rated Star Trek movie with a lot of F-bombs. How do you think that would fly with the overall fan base?
No. It's stupid. He's stupid. It's a stupid idea. It's just
he's such an egomaniac.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All of his movies are 9 hours long. It's just pigs. Come on. Yeah.
Now here's the thing. Do you actually think Paramount, if they're this close to a finished script, it does sound like Paramount has more than bit the apple in terms of this idea going forward. I just think I know I have mixed feelings, but I'm on the negative side of it. I don't like the idea.
No, it would be my
of doing
answer.
It. It's going to really turn a lot of family audiences who really dig this overall franchise for many a decade. So
I have never seen a Quentin Tarantino movie. I must tell you, though, honestly, I'm intrigued by the Hollywood movie. Yeah,
I am
that
too.
Does intrigue me a little bit, but Star Trek with him
But if people are wondering if we're going to see another Star Trek movie with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto with these reboots, they did three of them. I actually thought they were pretty good.
Great.
I thought Chris,
yeah
I did. But it appears that the franchise with Pine and Quinto appears to be dead. They tried to materialize a fourth one about a year ago, and it fell apart. So I just don't see that going forward. If they, in some form, I guess it'll reincarnate itself theatrically down the road. But I am very intrigued if this idea with Tarantino does happen. One other, we're going to play some this day in movie history. This day, June 13th, Doug, 1978, Grease hit theaters around the country. It became the number one grossing film of that year. I don't know if you know this, but John Travolta at the time was 25 years old. Olivia Newton-John actually was 31 when they filmed this movie. Right. He handpicked her for the role of Sandy. He got a lot of clout in the industry after the success of Saturday Night Fever 1 year before. So,
and also that TV show that he did as Bomarito.
Welcome Back, Hotter.
Yeah, right.
That Welcome Back, Hotter.
That was a fun show. All right, well, we're in the Star Trek department. Let's go to Star Wars. Fun story. It was told last night on The Late Show with James Corden. He had Mark Hamill on with Bradley Whitford, both really good actors. Whitford admitted that Hamill was the first big movie star that he'd ever met and remembered when he worked at a Jack in the Box. Hamill apparently was a waiter at a Jack in the Box, and for some reason or another, this was way back when. I mean, this had to have been, because by the time he played Josh Lyman in The West Wing, what would he been in his 40s, right? Wasn't Bradley Whitford?
Yeah, that incident, I think, was in the pre-1977.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, it would have to have been before Star Wars. Yeah.
Right.
I just thought it was kind of a cute.
You know, it's interesting that Mark, I don't know if you know this, but Mark Hamill is the voice, the new voice of Chucky, the killer doll in the Child's Play remake coming out.
He does a lot of voiceover stuff.
He does. Excellent. Stuff. Excellent voice.
67 years old.
He actually did the voice of the Joker in a Batman animated cartoon, which many regard as the definitive Joker. He's fantastic at voiceovers.
So what do you think about the Oscars changing the dates for the awards ceremony? They're moving them back. Next year it'll be in February, but then they're moving them back to later, which is where they used to be. I never understood why they keep moving them up and moving them up and moving them up. Anyway, do you? What's the story?
It's always the last award show, because it's really the only one anybody really remembers. And the one statue any actor or actress wants is really the Oscars. I mean, they'll take the Golden Globe, but the Oscar is different. But they are going to go hostless, I believe, once again.
Right. Yeah.
You like that idea? You like that idea?
I mean, I wasn't enthused about it before. I think Corden would be a good host, actually, for the Academy Awards.
I got to be honest. I like to see a host. I would.
Yeah. I think Corden would be good at it, frankly. All right, Chucker, good job. 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.